in the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show, Monday, September 11th, 2017, and it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with the United Federal Credit Union. And in the house with us this morning, St. Joe Branch Manager Jody Kitchell. Good morning, Jody. Welcome
back.
Good
morning. Thank you for having me.
We're delighted to have you always. So you have, we're going to talk about literacy today, and that's probably good. And I think when we talk about literacy, in this case, we're talking financial literacy.
Yes, absolutely.
How to figure out what it all means and how we can, you know, survive, right?
Absolutely. It's very hard when you think of finances in their full spectrum today. Mm-hmm. It's everything from credit, which even to get electricity turned on nowadays, they're pulling your credit and rating you based on that, down to getting an auto loan, a mortgage, savings, checking. So it's full spectrum nowadays. It's not just to get an auto loan or a mortgage. It's so many more things. And
yeah. Well, and it's ongoing.
It's ongoing.
It's not just one time. You know, it's just like, okay, you're good to go. See ya.
Yeah. And so many people don't even understand what a credit score is. They don't understand how to save. They don't understand how to open a checking account or how they can be hindered in opening a checking account. So myself and several of our branch managers in the area across the country really, mm-hmm. Really are trying to ensure that we're getting out into our communities, our schools. I've been doing several community programs, rehabilitation, that type of thing, and helping people get back out into the community and say, okay, I have a better understanding now. I can do this. Okay. Because it is complicated and it can be scary if you don't understand it.
Sure. So when you say rehabilitated, you're talking about, you know, building their credit back up.
Yes.
After having gone through some devastating, you know, impact.
A lot of people think once it's been damaged, there's no return.
Mm-hmm.
And there absolutely is. You just have to truly make a course of action.
Yeah.
And say, these are the things I need to fix. These are things I need to correct. And you'd be surprised, you know, over the course of a 2-year span, you can fix your credit.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually some things that United Federal Credit Union offers. For example, a secured credit card that allows members to rebuild their credit.
Okay.
So in full spectrum, even looking at getting to that mortgage, we can take a member from point A to point B and help them along the way in rebuilding that credit.
Okay. And that includes literally all the way up to coming back from bankruptcy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you do find yourself where you're in a situation and you're teetering on bankruptcy, it's not necessarily the end of the world. It's not the world's best thing to be in, but it's not the end.
Right. And we also have a budget counselor. And that's a free service that we offer to our members. And sometimes when members come in and they say, I'm really struggling, I don't know what to do, or we may pull a loan application and identify there may be another problem that we're uncovering, and we align them with our budget counselor and help them understand what budgeting looks like, which is what we're also teaching in our literacy classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are wants versus needs? And helping people understand the cost of those, which can help them, again, create that budget to get back on the path so that way they might not even need to go down the road of bankruptcy.
Yeah. Are the schools doing a good job of teaching this, or are you finding that you end up having to supplement because it's just one of those things that the people aren't necessarily thinking about? You know, they're teaching reading, writing, and this is an important part of the arithmetic.
Yeah, I think that schools, it's not something that they're necessarily missing. It's just something they're not thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many other things that they're teaching their students, and that's where we come in. And the last 3 weeks, I've taught a literacy course to ages 14 to 17.
Okay.
And helping them understand credit as well as how to budget. And we even made a budget, help them understand, you know, what would you have to make on an hourly basis in effort to pay just standard bills.
Yeah.
We went through what are wants, what are our needs, identified the cost of those items, And, you know, once we made the budget out of those things, the kids were very, the youth were very surprised that, oh, wow, I don't have anything left over, really. But, you know, even then identifying, oh, we were able to take care of all the things that we needed to take care of. And we even budgeted money to go into our savings account, which is what, again, we're really trying to teach that a little bit now equates to so much more later.
To a whole lot later, yeah. What are you finding among the kids? You know, are they coming from zero, or are they at least coming from, you know, five on a scale of 10? Or
a lot of them are coming from zero.
Just they don't have a clue.
Don't have a clue. And that's okay. And that's
right.
What we're really striving to get out into the community and making sure that people understand the credit union difference, you know, especially at United, United Federal Credit Union, what we're about, how do we make that difference in the community? So that way we're building them up young. So that way when they come in, when they're older, they're ready and prepared. And we give them that foundation. And even when they come in, when they're older, we can help build on the foundation that they already have.
And are you finding that, I guess I should say, you know, what percentage of them would you say already have any form of a savings account or any type of savings?
Probably around 10%. When
That's
I go
it.
In and I ask the question, who has an established account? I usually get to maybe 1 out of 10, 2 out of 20,
wow.
That actually have an established account. And it's really neat when our youth, especially the youth, come in, because I know that our member service advisors, they really take them step by step in helping understand the process, how to save. Even our youngsters, you know, we have a treasure box when they come in, we reward them for saving their money, and trying to teach them those foundational elements now, so they're more financially prepared later.
Yeah, and you know, when you can point to the power of compounding, it can be startling to
it. It is, and it's amazing. In my last course that I taught last week, we reviewed if you save a penny today, 2 pennies tomorrow, and build on it day after day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 162 days. You have about $10,500. That saved up. Now, you know, once you get later into the equation, it's a lot each day.
Right.
But it's the concept of what a penny can turn into, saved over a length of time. So it is, and it's important for anyone to understand that a little now can definitely equate to a lot later. Yeah.
I used to have a friend that he didn't like pennies. It was just like a nuisance. So he just fling them down the hall or whatever, you know. And I go, yeah, you're throwing money away. He goes, it's just a penny. I go, all right, here's what I want you to do for the next 30 days, for the month. Just save them all up. Put them in a jar or whatever, you know. And he did that, and he was astounded at how much he had, because he was basically just throwing them away.
It's amazing. And, you know, our savings products, you know, in teaching anyone who comes in, really, we try to help teach that concept of putting it away. Our Achiever Savings actually requires $25 a month to be put aside, and they can use it once a quarter. So again, instead of putting it away and taking it back out, it encourages that savings. Our Holiday Club really helps with budgeting for the holiday season, so you're not finding that now you have to utilize, you know, lines of credit, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And really helping create the structure for members to ensure their success with those overall finances.
And that way you don't have to decide, do I want to get Christmas presents or should I pay the rent?
Exactly. And we do have members that come in at that time of year and they find that they're struggling. And a lot of our member service advisors get them in the Holiday Club for the following year.
Yeah.
And I've had numerous members come back and say, you know, it really changed, in such a small concept, but really changed my life because I'm not behind starting every year because I saved for Christmas.
Right. As opposed to just spending for Christmas and then realizing, oh no, now I have to pay those bills.
Exactly. I've overspent.
All right. Well, Joni, how can folks get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more?
You can always find us online at UnitedFederalCreditUnion.com. And I'm at the St. Joseph office, and we have plenty of branches all across Bering County and the country. And we are there to help. Again, my name is Jody. I'm the branch manager in St. Joe. You can reach out to me or any of our member service advisors, and we'd be more than happy to help you on your way to reaching your financial success.
All right. Jody Kitchell, ladies and gentlemen, St. Joe Branch Manager, United Federal Credit Union. That's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning. Thank you much, Jody.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.